It's time for the latest agricultural news on the High Plains. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions. Don't waste time tending to back rubbers and ear tags. With Altacid IGR, you'll get consistent horn fly control without changing what you're already doing. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult horn flies and manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your cattle graze. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altus@igr.com.
We'll take a look at the Oklahoma Drought Monitor report. Exceptional drought or extreme drought still at zero, unchanged from the start of the year. Severe drought or worse fell to 5.5%, which is down from last week's 9.12%. Moderate drought now at 20.4%, also down from last week's 28.1%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 48.3%, down from last week's 58.9%. Meanwhile, neighbors to the north in Kansas, a mixed bag. Severe drought edging higher to 28.8% from 27% last week, while moderate drought did shrink up just a little bit there at 48.5%, dropping almost 8 percentage points last week. According to the 6 to 10 day rain map, Oklahoma around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through May the 18th. Well, here's something to put on your calendar that might be fun if you do like outdoor living. There's going to be some outdoor living space design workshops brought to you by Oklahoma State. Associate Farm Reporter Macy Carter met with Ching Luau to talk more about this event.
So this is a design course that is opened to the public during my summertime. And then this design course has a series of 3 days of classes. They're all about residential outdoor living space design. And it's a hands-on course, so the participants will learn how to design their yard, how to organize their functional areas, including their deck, their patio, their pools, fire pits, outdoor kitchen, shade structures, water feature paving, seating, and the gardens. From me, I'm the main instructor as a professional landscape architect and a professor at OSU.
The event set to take place on May the 10th, May the 17th, and May the 24th from 10 to a.m. to 4 p.m. To register for the events, you can go to the OSU Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architect Facebook page, and you can find all the information right there. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.